American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 414. Here is the translated text as follows. 382 NX. American State Trials. You were in your office. And Frank said, yes. And not until he saw the wonderful capacity, the wonderful ability, the wonderful devotion of this man Scott to the truth and right did he ever shut him out from his counsel. No suggestion then that he might have had to answer a call of nature, but emphatically, without knowing the importance, he told his own detective, in the presence of John Black, that at no time, for no purpose, from a few minutes before this unfortunate girl arrived, until he went upstairs at 12:50 to ask Mrs. White to leave, had he been out of his office. Then you tell me that an honest jury, with no motive but to do right, would accept the statement of this man Frank, that he might have been. These things occur so frequently that a man can't remember. And by that statement set aside what he said to his own detective, Harry Scott? Well, you can do it. You have got the power to do it. No king on the throne, no potentate has the power that is vested in the American jury. In the secret of your consultation room, you can write a verdict that outrages truth and justice, if you want to. And no power on earth can call you to account, but your conscience. But so long as you live, wherever you go, that conscience has got to be with you. You can't get away from it. And if you do it, you will lose the peace of mind that goes with a clear conscience of duty done, and never again so long as you shall last upon this earth. Though others not knowing the truth might respect you, will you ever have your own self-esteem? I have already talked to you about this time element. You made a mighty effort to break down little George Epps. You showed that McCoy didn't have a watch. You have tried to show this man Kendley was a liar because he knew the little girl and felt that he knew in his heart who the murderer was. But there's one witness for the state against whom not a breath of suspicion has been apparent. We impeached these men, Matthews and Hollis, by other witnesses, besides George Epps and besides George Kendley and besides McCoy. And as to how that little girl got to that factory, gentlemen, this.